Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today from England, we have Father Timothy Radcliffe. Father Timothy is a famous author and lecturer and a former master of the Order. His preaching for Maundy Thursday is entitled, Tenderness Will Lead Us On.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. John. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper, laid aside his garments, and girded himself with a towel. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Maundy Thursday usually means foot washing. But this year, rather than washing other people's feet, we are more likely to be washing our own hands. Instead of reaching out to others in tenderness, we make an act of self-protection. Necessary, of course. So what can the washing of feet mean for us in this time of pandemic, even if we cannot reenact it physically? You wash the feet of travelers on their arrival. Jesus had told the disciples that they must walk with him to Jerusalem, where he would suffer and die and rise. They had no idea what he is talking about, but they set off. Now they have arrived. Their feet are tired and dirty. But what comes next? The next stage in their journey is obscure. All that they can see ahead is darkness. They cannot imagine the next stage in the journey. Many of us feel like those disciples today. This pestilence has stopped us in our tracks. 2 billion people are in lockdown. The street where I live is empty of cars and buses. There are no vapor trails of planes in the sky. No one's going anywhere. But in a more radical sense, many of us have no idea where our lives will go after this, if we live. We've lost people whom we love. I've lost my closest friend in the order. We may die. Businesses will crash. We have no idea of what comes next and of where our lives are headed. Jesus washes the feet of the disciples because they've come a long way. But he's also preparing them for the journey they've yet to make. They don't know where yet, but he will show them. First, they will go to Galilee, where they will see him, as he said, and then to Rome and the ends of the world. Today, when so much of the world is in lockdown, we may not be able to imagine the future journey of our life afterwards. Things won't just be as they were before, but the Lord knows. And he will show us the way forward in his own time. St. John Henry Newman was stuck in Sicily, sick. He didn't know the way ahead, either of how to get back to England, nor of his own future. Then he composed his famous hymn, Lead, Kindly Light. It includes the lines, Lead thou me on, keep thou my feet. I do not ask to see the distant scene. One step enough for me. We know our final destination, even if at the moment we don't know the next step. But we trust in the Lord's providence. He will show us the way. The washing of the feet is an assurance that the Lord will not forget us. He will not leave us lost. He will keep our feet, as Newman says. In Isaiah 49, God says, Can a woman forget her nursing child or show no compassion for the child of her womb? Even though these may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. What an odd expression, that we are inscribed on the palms of God's hands. What does it mean? Our Dominican brother, Lukasz Popko, has a fascinating theory. Servants in temples had the names of God engraved on their hands. It was a sign that they were the servants of the God. They belonged to the God. But our God has our names engraved on his hands. He is our faithful servant who will not forget us. How can we wash each other's feet besides washing our own hands? The washing of feet is an act of immense tenderness and intimacy. Jesus performed it to show that it was the completion of his love. When I was prior here at Blackfriars and washed 12 feet, one of the young brethren had written a letter on each toe. I bent to read it. It said, "Hello." Chet Corey has written a wonderful poem about how each foot reveals something of the disciple. Pigeon-toed Matthew's foot, the bunion on John's big toe, and those of Thomas, large as potatoes, the ache of gout, great in the left big toe. Philip's small feet, the well-formed feet of Bartholomew and Andrew, the quiet feet of Thaddeus, as if he were not walking among them, unnoticed, like James, son of Alphaeus, whose feet were dry to his touch. Today, on Holy Thursday, Jesus gives us a sign of tenderness. So in this time of lockdown, when other people can be viewed as threats, sources of contagion, let us find ways of expressing our tender care for each other, each with our own particular needs, our individual fears and joys. If we do that, then the way forward will become clear. We shall discover the next stage in the journey, and we shall set out refreshed by kindness.